I got involved with the Iditarod around 1984, 86. And I remember meeting a lot of the, well, I remember when Rick Swenson was involved, and that's when I got involved, and he was racing. And let's see. The reason why I started to help out was because we grew up around dogs, and at the time, more of the community was involved in the Iditarod. And we had some local mushers from the Yukon racing, and somehow we just wanted to help out. And that continued on year after year. It seemed like once you do it once or a couple of times, you want to continue helping out the next time you come through. Okay, I remember one time with the late Norman Vaughn. I was a checker here in Galena, and all the mushers went by, and the only one left was Norman Vaughn. So I looked at the timesheet he left Ruby, and it was 28 hours. And I thought, oh man, he's got to be up this way someplace. So I jumped on my snow machine and went up the river, and ran into him about 8 miles up the river in Bessie Slough. He was stopped. And so I turned my snow machine around there, and he told me, stay about 100 to 150 yards ahead of me, because it was hard for him to see the trail markers and the wind was blowing. So I did that. I took us about an hour or so to come down. I went so far ahead, then he caught me up, and we finally made it to Galena and got him to the checkpoint and got him all warmed up. And later on that winter, I got a letter from him. He was thanking me for helping him out, going looking for him. And I remember on his envelope, it said, old age isn't for sissies. Well, the next question is, what I know for sure in life is, I know for sure one thing is, you have to help out your fellow man. All through my life, I've been helping out in one way or another on search and rescue and with the Iditarod. And sometimes you get a thank you, but most time you get, you know, nobody says thank you, but you know that yourself, that you're out there trying to help somebody. And I think that's important, you know. Somewhere somebody needs help, and I know there was times when I needed help, and when somebody helped me, I was really grateful for it, and I thanked them.